We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Shin Samach Gimel, the halachas of a mob in the Lechi, Sif Ches, on page 440, on Reish Chaf Amad Beis. Lechi sha'asoy ma'atzei ha'sheira, kosher. If a side post was made from the wood of a avodah zarah tree, it's kosher. It says in Mishpura Sif Kan Chav Tes. Lechi sha'asoy v'chulu, b'gemar isa, the gemar is brought to oisin lechi ha'sheira, that you can make a side post from a avodah zarah tree, a mashbet something. For like a tchili, even initially. They actually don't ask in Hidu Balechi, although by a side post, keeping the inside shear, since it doesn't need a measurement. There's no minimum. There's no problem about what you generally have when something is Isur Hana, that we consider as its measurement is like pulverized. Look how many, like we'll see later on. However, so you don't have a problem about the shear, but it's still forbidden to have benefit from avodah zarah, and here you're having benefit. What you could say is keeping the lechi in el tzerich mechitza, since the side post is only for the purposes of a partition. Utilizing it per se, that you have benefit through it, the permissibility of carrying it from the base mayor, and Shem look over there. Sevkan lamad kosher. The side post made from that to share is kosher. Hatam, the reason is Mashim to keep in the lechi in tzarech shear, since the side post did not need a measurement. The bechosh rutsagi, it's sufficient with whatever size it is. Like we said previously, because of gimel, a filim atzeh shear man. He said, even from the shear wood, it's going to be beneficial. Avagav datzeh shear emet l'sreifa, even though it's designated to be burnt. We command the sarv to be reviewed as if it's burnt right now. Michtis kosher shear, and if its measurement is pulverized, kamokam loy b'holoy boy shear, but it doesn't have a measurement that it needs to be. Avagav, even though the hamakamokam it's still burnt, but it still needs at a minimum shear begavim, a measurement of height of 10 tefachim. But given the yochel asliz a kav dak ma'ocho kosher, since it could be a very thin line of whatever size it is, lo yichmir chacham b'shir zutukehai, the sage would not stringent with such a small measurement. With the sharatin ois chavdal brings this from Tesis. Now the Pesachim says according to this, if he makes two mechitzas and a lechi, which we hold in general that the lechi is as a mechitza, and if it's like three mechitzas, and when they write it, so it's just a yachid, according to most poskim, and through that, if you make this lechi from the atzei asher, it won't be rishos yachid, because only regarding the tikkun of the fourth wall, which drabbanan, would it be applicable to this reasoning. It says maybe the ksuz mechta shure is only rabbinic and stringently. Says the Pirim Gadol, look at the bedeh that is lengthy. It's not clear exactly. Says Mishmur for the Ba'oitir Tzibzeh, they also answered regarding this, the Balechi, that by a side post, even if the wood would be burnt to ashes, and then you would mix together the ashes, and you'd stick it to the wall. Gamkin Chashav Lechi, it would still be considered as a side post, as long as it's just not moved with the wind. Therefore, you're not going to disqualify because it's designated to be burnt. Which Shartin Ois Chafei says, according to this reasoning, if you make it towards a Pesach, that you need to have a rod on this side, a rod on this side, a rod on top, even though it's enough with a mashu with all of them. However, if you make the rod on top of them from Atzei Sheira, it would not be affected, says the Prima Gadim, based on the second reasoning that we said, because that's a different svara.
Siv Tes. Benchner's blitas halechi, whether it's visible, the protrusion that it sticks out, the side post, lo'im de metechem over to those who stand inside the alleyway. But it's not visible to those who are standing on the outside. Whether it's visible to those who are standing on the outside, which the Ramos says, neged chalal hamobe, opposite the airspace of the mobe, that's a taste in the Rosh Perkam, the Irvin, continues the mechaber, and it's not visible to those who are standing on the inside. Either one is kosher, is going to be kosher. So whether the side post sticks out to those who are standing in the mobile, it's not visible to those who are standing on the outside. Could go in, for example, Shehemet Alechi positioned the side post, Rochboy, its width, Litzat Orkish Shal Mobi, along the length of the mobile. And it doesn't extend a little bit of its width towards the outside. Rather, it's flush. It's equal the outer point to the thickness of the wall of the mavi. But then, and it's comparable to Misha Maisa Balei Vakosa, almost like it looks like you're adding onto the thickness of the wall. And in near mebuchutz kalechi, and therefore it's not visible on the outside like kalechi. Avachuda panimi, but the inner point near galaim d'rusham b'fenim, it is visible to those who are standing on the inside. Because Mr. Brewer brings a picture that shows that those on the inside could see because it's sticking out a little bit into the airspace of the mavui, but those on the outside, it just looks like a thicker wall, and you don't necessarily see anything. Sivka lam beis, or whether it's visible to those who are standing on the outside, which Rama add on the words neged chalal amavi, opposite the airspace of the mavi. For example, shenosin kol lechi lechutz amavi, that the whole lechi was placed outside of the mavi. B'chuda panimi, and its inner point, oimid eitz levi akaisel, is standing near the thickness of the wall. Abalohi amid b'shavlis vas levi akaisel shal tzad toich hamavi, but it's not positioned equal to the edge of the thickness of the wall on the side that's within the mavi, because the mekinah, that would be the case, lohi nir kalechi, it wouldn't even look like a lechi, like a maiz b'akaisel, it would look like adding onto the wall. Af lohim b'shus rab, meaning even those who are standing in shus rab. El rad hechikoi mezavis oibi akaisel, rather distance it from the edge of the thickness of the wall, shal tzad pnim, that's on the side of the inside, and positioned it to the edge of the thickness of the side that's on the behind the mavi. Now, is it that through this, nikra loim de mechutz b'shusram, it's recognizable for those who are standing on the outside of the shusram, neged chalal mavi, opposite the airspace of the mavi, shulechi, that it is a lechi, gazel, as the Mishnah brings another picture, as you see, Dish number 7 brings a picture that in this case, that it's visible to those who are on the outside. They could see that this is different than the rest of the wall, and but it's sifka lamigim, but it's not visible loimdim b'fnim. Where it's lamigim to say loisam imdim techamavi. If you're standing in the mavi in a lechin eris, you don't see the lechich and asur b'fnim. Besides, made on the inner wall, so they don't see it at all. Either way, it's going to be kasha. Sif yud. They distance it from the wall 3 tvachim, or it's elevated off the ground 3 tvachim. Possible, it's disqualified. The Migbi Pachas Mishlezer was elevated less than 3 tvachim. Alpha Pishem Be'er Lashav Masher, even though it only has a 7 tvachim and a little bit more, kasher, altogether, that's going to be 10 tvachim and going to be kasher. Says Mishbris Sipkot Namadal, Tehichik Machik Makosel Shalish. If it was distance from the wall 3 tvachim, Alpha Gav the Kvashon Mesevav, though already said in Sevav, Chaz Vashanai, it's repeated and it's taught, Lashmin Shuli Kuba, to tell us that it's critical. Sipkot Lamad, hey, Oishik Bimar Shalish was elevated from the ground 3 tvachim, and that is after Isba Lechesra tvachim, even though the Lechi has 10 tvachim. But Tam, the reason why it's problematic is the different mechitzah and tulish leishet tvachim, not any better than the actual wall itself that's elevated 3 tvachim in the ground, the psula which is disqualified from that mechitzah, because it's a wall shagadon baikin tachteo, that the goats could walk beneath it, the leishet mechitzah, which is not called as a wall. Sivka lamitav, but if it's less than 3 tvachim, even though it's only shiva mashu kasher to me kasher mitam loved, because loved considers things as closed within 3 tvachim, and avikimil zeh makom banis, like as if that open space was actually closed, so that little bit less than 3 together with 7 and a little bit is a sum total of 10 tvachim. Sif yud aleph, even if it wasn't made to be as a side post, it just happened to be there on its own, kasher, it's valid, as long as they relied on it from before Shabbos. If they did not rely on it from before Shabbos, there was a different side post. But that one fell on Shabbos, now they want to rely on the other one, that they cannot. Says Jamma, Avalohu Yisham Lechi Achim Erev Shabbos, but if there was no other side post from before Shabbos, Ki Ilu Simcha Lavdam, it's like as if they did rely on it, that's the Bishesim Nehem Rashi, and the Goy Sashin Magad Mishnah Perek Dezayin, and therefore then that would be valid. Says the Mishmur Sivkot and Lamed Zayin. So, we said that even if it wasn't made to be a Lechi, rather, Shin Zdam Shama Eilu, but just happened to be there on its own, Ki Gren Shiyotza Belita, Mikoy Salam Mavi Bereshah, let's say, for example, there's a protrusion that comes out of the wall of the mavi by the edge, by the front. Bishir meshach goyva sar tvachim, in a measurement of an extension of a height of 10 tvachim. Or it just happened to have been there, construction reasons, whatever. Even if he didn't make it himself, ela me oylam husham, it was just always there. Gam ki kasher, it's also kasher the lechem shemechitza, because the lechem works as halachically through halacha mechitza. Mechitza means melek, shem. And mechitza that happens to be there by itself is going to be kasher. The Sharatin Ais Chavcheh says, and if they weren't relying on it, even he himself made it, but since he didn't make it for the purpose of a lechi, that would not be effective. And Sharatzin Ars Chavtes says, what does it mean it was always there? For example, let's say a tree grew over there. Sivkot and Lamed Ches. So he said that, what would it mean that you didn't rely on it from before Shabbos? Let's say there was a different lechi that they were relying on. So that it's as if that they said, I'm relying on this, but I'm not on this. Probably high, so therefore the other one is kilu itchum itaris lechi, as if it was rejected from the halacha being used as a lechi, says the Arzura. Sivkalam atas, the Rama says, but if there was no other lechi from before Shabbos, is kilu samchal abetz, as if they did rely on it. Ritzlam, what it means to say is, even though they did not explicitly rely on it. They explicitly did not rely on the kugan shleit tilt lo b'shabbos shavral de lechi. Let's say in the previous Shabbos and they didn't carry because of this lechi. V'lohayisham lechi achan. There was no other lechi. Ain't a mar l'shabbos abad. Does not work for the coming Shabbos. Achiyis mechlam me'ev Shabbos aferish until they explicitly rely on it from before Shabbos. Sifyud beis lechi amin me'ela b'lechi that's standing by itself. Afilu samchlam me'ev Shabbos. Even if they relied on it from before Shabbos. Im amavir rachab yosim mishmein amos. If the mavir is wider than 8 amos. If the lechi protrudes into the ear space of the mavi for amos, it's not qualified as a lechi. But therefore, you would have to have another lechi to permit it. And you put the lechi on the opposite side. If you wanted to put it near that self-standing lechi, what you should do is make it either a little bit thicker or a little bit thinner than this protrusion. So that should be recognizable, shul l'shem lechi, that it's for the purposes of being a lechi. Now, if it was placed it to be a lechi, this lekala, that the word gets out, shatikne lech l'mavizeh, that this lechi, this side post was prepared for this mavizeh, even if it is dal amas wide, have a lechi, it's going to be as a lechi. Says Mishmur Sivkat Mem. So this lechi, amit b'chulu, this lechi that's standing by itself, that we spoke about in the previous Siv. So Shir Dvar of Kachu, it says, what he's trying to say is like this. The hard, the cost of a sevirav. This that we said in the previous paragraph. A sevirav to lechem me'elav for some chulam. That if you have a side post that was standing on its own and they rely on the mahan, it's going to be effective. It's davke malechi in the boil rach bishul mavi abba amas. Only if the lechi does not protrude into the width of the mavi for amas. Avalimu boilit b'yetz mekayis labayis rach bishul mavi. But if it protrudes out from, let's say, the wall of the house to the width of the mavi arba amas for amas, as nafik limitres lechi, then it gets removed from the category of being a side post. Mishum sheish b'sheh hechshu shal arach mavi, because it really has the measurement of a length of a mavi shuba arba amas, which is the area of dal amas. Like we'll see later on sif chavav. So b'shem kosel mavi leis. Now it's not a lechi. It gets like the name of the wall of a mavi. But talk lechi achel the pesach mavi latir. Then now you need a different side post for the opening of the mavi to permit it. Unless if the whole width of the mavi of the alleyway only contains 8 amos, then it would be permitted without another lechi. Because now you have equal closed area as open. And if it's like the mavi is closed on all four sides, we cannot like we said in Besimich and Zemach Beis of test. Sivkat Mem Aleph. So this lechi ho'imim that's standing me'elov from its own, because the mimid l'shem lechi, because it was actually put up to be the purposes of a lechi. Avol rachav arba amos, and yeah, even if it was 4 amos wide, have a lechi would be lechi k'metchukas bagal, like the Ramah points that out explicitly. Sivkat Mem Beis. But if it's standing by itself, so even if they rely on it, if the mavi is wider than 8 amos, if the lechi sticks in arba amos, then it's not qualified as a lechi. Because the arba amos have a shir kosel mavi, because arba amos itself is a measurement of how much would be a wall of a mavi, and the vivaleke kera, so there's no recognition klal duhu lechi that it's a side post. Avla ad arba amos, but up until 4 amos, no chalachosh for the lechi you could consider as a lechi. For who the samchal may have a Shabbos, as long as you rely on it from before Shabbos, can like we said previously with sevir dal, sevkat mem gimel. The Rama said no, but if it was put up to be as a lechi that the word gets out that it was prepared for lechi for this mavi, then afil rachav arba amos, and even if it's wide 4 amos, is going to be a lechi. But then Yosim said, the truth is even it's more than that. But the reason is mishum deriba bepesach amavi b'stimasei, because the fact that you added by the opening of the mavi by when you're sealing it, legar melechadama, that doesn't make it worse than just a regular lechi, says Rashi. Be'alacham the maschal avolay samchul avuchulu, that if they didn't rely on it, then this lechem and meilav is not going to work. Now that's dafka by lechi, but a full-fledged mechitza that's brought in the place come that it's affected even if they did not rely on it from before Shabbos. So like a prima gunna is not sure what's the halacha regarding Tzur Sapesach. If in the previous Shabbos the people of the city did not want to carry because of it, if it's permitted to rely on it on the coming Shabbos when they did not think about it from before Shabbos to rely on it. So the Relachi, you should know that even by lechi, if it was made initially to be as a lechi, even if they did not rely on it from before Shabbos, it's also going to be effective, says the Goyen Yaakov, and for sure, but Tzur Sapesach won't be lenient regarding this. Some of the dirshu number 28. Mishmur said, it's like it said hano, that you're having hano through the atzei asherah, that it's a lechi to allow you to carry. Another reason, writes Eli Rab in the Prima Gadim and the Siv Chaim, is because it's for a mitzvah. Aveirvin and mitzvah lablahan, and it's not considered as a violation having benefit for a mitzvah. Dirshu number 29. If the lechi was positioned attached to the wall from behind it. So let's say you have the walls of the mavi coming out into Rosh Hashanah and it's extending further out than its horizontal walls. So now it has like the a shape of a tuff, like sticking out a little leg, as the Dishra brings a picture. So Beisayisiv holds, as Machlik is Rashi and Ervin and Taisis over there. According to Rashi, it explains that Nir Mibachutz means to say that it's seen opposite the walls of the Mavi. That's the Tzura of a letter of Tuf. That's good. According to Taisis, they explain Nir Mibachutz means to say that it's visible to those who are standing opposite the opening of the Mavi. That wouldn't help in such a case. The opinion of Bach is that according to all opinions, such a Lechi would not be effective, and it's not considered Nir Mibachutz. According to his opinion, he explains that Lecha Nir Mibachutz, what it means to say is that you position the Lechi opposite the thickness of the wall, like the Dirsha brings the picture, so the thickness of the vertical wall going through Rishas Ram, the Lechi extends on the outer part. And that's Machlekes Rashi and Taisis, if it's Letzat Chutz, so the outer part of that wall, or Letzat Pnim to the inner part. La Locha, Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the opinion of the Taisis, then Nir Mibachutz means to say opposite the ear space of the Mavin. Mishnah Berurah explains that it's like the opinion of the Bach, that you position it towards the outer part, as the Mishnah Berurah himself brings that picture. However, the shita of the carbon, the sandal in Ervin, is that a lechi that's made in the tzura of ois of tov is considered near Mavuchutz, also according to the shita of Taisis. He explains the words of Rashi like the Bach, and according to this, you cannot prove from the words of Mishnah Berurah that he explains that near Mavuchutz is like the opinion of the Bach, that they disagree with a lechi in the shape of a tav, because it's possible that he holds like the opinion of the carbon and the sandal, that in such a case, it's considered like a lechi according to all opinions. For the Chaznish paskins, the lechi that's like a tav is possible, as brought in Mesesu in the Bach, and he adds on that even if it's higher or lower than the wall, it's still not considered as a lechi. And we discuss this later on, Sivkot and Mbeiz and Memches, regarding the boards of a chatzah that are near Mibachutz and equal from Mibifnim. However, there is a case that it's effective a lechi or a pas like a tav, according to all shitas. How's that? So that's when you have the case of a chatzah katana, a small korta that's nifetz l'gedil, that's totally open to a large one, and the walls of the smaller one don't go into the large one, as the Dishra brings a picture. That then the face of the walls of the smaller one, which they're the walls of the larger one, are considered like a lechi and a pas, as the Dishra shows that illustrates that that it's. The walls that are for the gedayla, which are more than that of the katana, so that's like a lech in the past to permit the katana, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach's the end of Sev Gimel, and later on Shinayin Dal Sev Gimel. The reason for this is because we say a migui, since this wall helps to permit the gedayla, that because now it's not nifritz to the small one, so it also helps also to permit the katana, as brought in Taisin Eben of Chavdal Mabez and Marsha. Over the end of Testament base, and that's the mission where later on Shin Samachay Sukkot and Chavdal. Pinchas Nish, that if on one side the larger Chatzar is wider than the small one, less than Dalet Amos, so then the Chatzar Ketana is permitted through this Lechi, even without a Migud, like the Pin of the Rajman, which one Ibn Chavdal Manalf, and even the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Lech and Irma Bechutz is not effective to permit by Chatzar Ketana and the Gedailo. Also, the sides of the length of the Gedailah is considered as a lechi, as the Dishra brings the arrows to show, because it's through that, through them, that it becomes this like gimum, this protrusion, and this lechi is now near Mibachutz, as the Dishra brings that picture, and that's as brought Chaznish in a few places. However, the Pin of Mishnah Berurah is that only the face of the small one that turns to the Gedailah, that's a lechi, and since this such a lechi is not effective, you have to explain that it helps through a migui, as we said. Now, if the Mavi has a lechi through good asik, Chaznish writes that it's effective. However, by lechi that's near Mibachutz, through good asik, Bralacha writes later on Shinai Dal Tziv Dalad, and then Ritva that that's not effective. Dirshu number 30. If they distance the lechi from the wall of the Mavi more towards Rosh Hashanah, as the Dirshu brings the picture, so Chaznish writes that if you don't have the wall on the other side, opposite the ear space that's between the lechi and the mavi, so then the lechi is going to be possible, even if you distance it less than 3 tefachim from the wall, because you have a karmelis that's mafsig, that interrupts between them. Pin Shulchan Aruch Rav does it in Tosfos Shabbos, that as long as within 3 tefachim to the wall, it's going to be kosher, and that's as brought in Rashi in the Beis HaKodesh. But if the second wall of the mavi is longer, and it extends opposite the lechi, that's going to be kosher, because since the lechi extends the wall of the mavi on the other side. However, also in such a case, if he distances the lechi from the wall more than three tvachim, has a lacha like a mabit that's nifritz mitzida, it's a breach towards the klapi reisha, towards the front, and it doesn't remain four tvachim from the pirtza until the front of the mabit, which that halach is brought in Shulchan Aruch later on, shin samachis avod, that if it doesn't remain on the front of the mabit, a board of four tvachim, well, that would disqualify a pirtza that's more than three tvachim, which would be such a case. Now, if you position the lechi further from the wall, also in regards to the side of the airspace of the mavi, and also to the side of Shusram, as the Dusha brings a picture, so like it's further away in the length and in the width, Chaznish writes, it would seem to say that if you don't have in the diagonal that from the wall to the lechi a share of four tfachim, which that's the share of the pirtza bekir and zavis, and you have a wall opposite on the second side, that would be effective for the lechi, that's considered as if the wall of the mavi on one side goes in the diagonal, and you position the lechi through the mechitzas halachsan of the diagonal. Yeah, it's done that. In such a case, if you make over there a mechitza, which the Dirshu brings the picture, then the mechitzas halachsan could be considered as a lechi, but it remains with a tzarachin. Dirshu number 31. So the Mishnah Berurah had mentioned this idea of like as if you rejected it from the halacha being a lechi. Now, if the mavi was sealed with mechitza, and then it collapsed, but some of it remained, Mikveege is not sure if you could qualify the remaining part as a lechi, because since it's part from a mechitza that was relying on from before Shabbos, or maybe it's not affected because since you need to rely on it as a lechi from before Shabbos and there was a mechitza. The opinion of Shabbos and Beis Meir is that if you did not rely on it, it does not get qualified as a lechi, and that's a brought in Be'er Halacha previously in Siv Dal Dimas Babad. So it's by Tzuris HaPesach that the upper rod fell, and now you have two remaining side posts remaining on the side. Kveg is not sure over there if they're affected from the lecha of lechi, or they're not affected because since you had initially made it as a Tzuris HaPesach, as a lecha like a mechitza, and not like a lechi. Now then the Tzuris Shabbos writes that even l'shitasai, that a mechitza that fell, that the, what remaining is not considered as a lechi, however it's possible that by Tzuris HaPesach, you consider the rods on the sides as lechis, because since those in the beginning rely on it as a lechi, because the Tzuris HaPesach is a lechi mekan, and a kanal gabe. Now if and before Shabbos, he had by the opening of the Mabit two lechis that were standing from their own, and one of them fell on Shabbos. The Shabbos writes that you can be lenient, like the pin of the Rashi, but to rely on the other lechi, because only when he positioned another lechi did he prove that he's not relying on the other lechi. But when they're both standing on their own, you could say that he relied from before Shabbos on both of them. There's number 32. If a Mabit had two lechis, one that's visible from the inside, but not visible from the outside, one's visible on the outside, but not visible on the inside, and on Shabbos, the lechi that's visible from the inside fell, the one that's not visible from the outside. The Shabbos writes, it's possible that you cannot rely on the lechi that's near mibuchutz, because mistama, they rely more on the lechi that's near mibuchutz, that's effective according to all opinions, and not on the lechi that's near mibuchutz, which is machlik jershanim, even though the halacha the Shulchan Aruch paskins that's effective. So that would be a problem. Dish number 33. We said until they rely on it from before Shabbos explicitly. Now, if a child relied on it, the Shabbos writes, that's not effective because he doesn't have a halacha of machshava, as he brings in his words in Akhtamat HaSimash and Ches, from the words of the Gemara, and Chun Daf Yud Gimel, and that's on Magad Brum writes, and in Arachayim Simim and Beis, and Mishab Ruh over there. Dish number 34. Regarding a Tzuris HaPesach, Mishab Ruh writes later on in Sifkat and Kopi Gimel very simply that you need to rely on it from before Shabbos. Another than Chazanish holds, you don't have to rely on it from before Shabbos, and that's also been a base man to Shabbos that I brought over there later on. Now, regarding the Pasi HaChatzah, the boards of a Chatzah, do you need to rely on it from before Shabbos? If Yivayege is not sure, and he brings a Raya that you don't have to rely on them. From the words of the Gemara, even the Tzadigim and Beis regarding a Chatzah Ketana that was breached to a Gedoyla on Shabbos, that the Chatzah Gedoyla is permitted through the Gifufin, through those boards that are between it and the smaller ones from the Halacha Pasim, even though they did not rely on them from before Shabbos. However, he writes that you could differentiate between the Chatzah Ketana and the Gedoyla, that over there they rely on it from before Shabbos on the whole Mechitza, and the Gifufin that remain, they're part of this Mechitza. That's different than Pasim, the boards that were not relied on at all from before Shabbos. He concludes that, however, from the words of Gemara that we mentioned, it's obvious, or that by that Pasei Chatzar, that you don't need to rely on them from before Shabbos, or then the case that rely on Mechitz from before Shabbos and remains a part of it, that it could be effective in the Halacha of Lechi or Pasim, and that's considered as if they rely on them from before Shabbos. He writes, based on this, in Tshuvas, that by Tzuris HaPesach, that the mashkev, the lintel, the top part, got ruined on Shabbos, and you remain with the two lechis, you could rely on it Meman of Shach, either way. Either because you consider that it rely on these lechis, because since they're a part of the Tzuris HaPesach that it rely on, or that on Pasei Chatzar, you don't have to rely on them from before Shabbos, and our Mavoyis have a Halacha like Chatzar, because we don't have Chatzar, when a batim chatzeres open up into them, as Bern Shachanach later in Sivchavav. However, the pin of the base mayor that the pasach chatzeres are considered as a full batch mechitza, and you don't have to rely on them from before Shabbos, and that's the Shabbos right, and that's what the pin of chaznish. Just number 35. If they position the lechi near the wall in a way that it protrudes out of the maven, and through that it's near bebechutz, as the dishur brings a picture, it's vertical to the horizontal wall of the mavoi. So Chaznish writes that even in such a case, the part that sticks out is not considered like a lechi on its own, as brought in Shulchan Aruch previously in Siftes. However, it is effective to be considered as a lechi because in truth, the whole wall is a lechi. It's just that since it's a length of four amos, it's not recognizable it's a lechi. Now regarding this, it's enough just that it protrudes to be recognizable that it's all be considered as a lechi. It's not sure over there that you have to position this addition for the purpose of a lechi, or even if this addition was already there, you could rely on it. He writes that if the wall is narrow to end towards the inside or towards the outside, so then it's like a lechi near mefnim or mechutz, and it's possible to rely on it even if it was originally like that. Addition number 36, Rashi and Ervind of Hamad Beis, in his first interpretation, writes that you could make the lechi either higher or lower than the wall of the mavi. And the Beis Yosef quotes the halacha. However, the Rif, in the beginning of Ervin, does not quote this interpretation, and that's how the Torah and Shulchan Aruch follows after that. And the reason for this is machlokes achrayim. The Bach writes that it's not normal to make a lechi higher or lower. Yosef writes that the pin of the Rif is that a lechi that's higher or lower a little bit is not so recognizable to the people in the mavi, and therefore it's not effective. The Shabbos writes that a lechi that's higher than the wall of the mavi is not such a change only above through that higher. However, on the bottom part of the mechitza, it's not a change. It's not recognizable as that it's a lechi, and therefore it's considered as if there's no lechi on the bottom. That's what the Shabbos writes that from the Stimus of Pesim, it sounds like that they disagree on the first parish of Rashi. Bach also writes that l'shitasai that a lechi as effective that's near the wall, that's a length of four amos, if it's higher than the wall that's near it, so too by regular mavi, if you put the lechi as extension of the wall of the mavi, and the lechi is higher than the wall or lower than it, it's going to be effective over the chaznish rates, then in such a case, that it's a continuation of the wall, the side walls, it's for sure not effective, like in Sefer Bin the Simcha that is lengthy regarding this. Dish number 37, regarding the Pasei Chatzer, that the length is four amos. The machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos and Ervin of Hema Beis brings that Shitas Rashi is that they don't get qualified as a pas, only like the walls of a mavi and a pasul. Whereas according to Shitas Ari, that they're considered as pasim because the heter of a pas in the chatzer is from the halacha mechitza, and therefore even if it's a length of four amos, it will be effective like a mechitza to permit the chatzer, which is not the case by lechi that permits because of a halacha of heker. It's like a sign, and therefore does not permit when the length is four amos, because in such a shir it's not recognizable. However, the Ritva over there writes that also according to Rashi, a pas of dalan amos permits by a chatzer, and that's the Rebbe Eger also paskins. Issue number 38, in a way that they didn't position the wall for purposes of a lechi, the Das Torah Hashem is not sure if making announcements can be effective that the wall is functioning as a lechi, or do you need dafka that the word should get out by that through the positioning that it was for purposes of a lechi. Issue number 39, even if they did not position the whole Dalet Amos only in the beginning, the opening of the Mavi, the wall was less than Dalet Amos, and they added on for the purpose, and it became now more than Dalet Amos. Chaznish writes, that's effective because it's as if you made all of it as to be a lechi.